Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
It's Aaron Olson.
Mr. Olson.
Mr. Olson.
That's me, okay. That's the one I've lost, darling. I was unable to locate, and you helped me out here.
Mr. Olson, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing. Will be your panel lead. Her voice will be the next voice that you hear, okay?
Okay, Mr. Olson, could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, my name is Aaron Olson. My ABC number is 246869.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the, let's see, one, two, three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 17th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
No.
It was the paper that said the hearing was going to be held today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I represent myself.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board, and if you look on the video screen to your right, so my left, down at the very end, all by himself down there, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to me here in the center is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on my other side is the Honorable Michael Johnson, excuse me. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have with us in the room, and here he is, Mr. Turner, who is with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your hearing, your parole officer in today's hearing. Okay, sir?
All right.
So I need to swear the both of you in before we get started. So Mr. Olson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Olson?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Olson, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of your community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each one of these allegations on warrant, and I need you to respond whether they're true or false, sir. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll start phase one, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates on or about April 16th, 2018, per the task lab report dated April 30th, 2018. Mr. Olson, is that true or false?
That's true. It's actually more than that, ma'am. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's actually opiates and methamphetamine.
Okay, that's another allegation. We'll get to that in just a moment. So I know what you're going to answer on that one. The second allegation is that we were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on May 2nd, 2018, per the report letter dated April 27th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder as of May 2nd, 2018. So, Mr. Olson, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
That's true? Okay, and then here's the allegation about the methamphetamine. It's that you were in violation of condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about April 16, 2018 per the task lab report dated April 30, 2018. So, Mr. Olson, that one is true as you stated earlier?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Olson's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Mr. Olson, give me about 15 seconds here while I complete this paperwork.
Okay.
I got one more thing, sorry. Okay, so now we'll move on to phase two, Mr. Olson, and in that phase, which is probably the more important one to you, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some information, and then we'll be back just in just a moment to ask you some questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, just hold on the line. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Olson was released from ABC custody on 2/20/2018 and arrested on 6/27/2018 by Arizona DPS on new charges, felony charges of narcotic drug violation, possession of dangerous drug, unlawful flight from law vehicle, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor charges DUI. Returned back to ABC custody on 6/29/2018, readjusted CCD of 9/12/2018 with 56 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2008, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. 2009, resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2005, controlled substance violation in California, juvenile probation. 2007, controlled substance violation, California felony conviction, probation. 2008, contempt of court, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, resisting arrest, California felony conviction, state prison. Has a GP score of G4, V5. Status of charges, as of this time, there has not been any complaints filed by the arresting agency.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that there might not be. They just haven't been yet. Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Olson, we have some brief written notes here. It looks like when you were released, you were placed with your sister-in-law on 6th Avenue in Yuma. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time that you were out?
Yeah, I stayed there the whole time.
Okay, and were you working?
I was trying to look for a job now because they promised I had hepatitis C, so that is my work. I mean, I can't work at a restaurant,
right,
anywhere that has food. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to, if I do that, I could get arrested for, you know,
right,
for attempted murder.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
So, you know what I mean? There's certain areas I could work.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you were also providing some, responsible to provide some drug or some urine samples. Or oral fluid sample, it looks like. Do they do that in Yuma instead of urine samples, maybe? But you
do. Yeah, they do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they do a swab here.
Oh, they do a swab, okay.
Yeah.
And it looks like you tested positive then that day for methamphetamine and opiates, sir.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why I'm not really, you know what I mean, ready to get out there yet. Yeah, I mean, because right now I'm doing good. Right now I have like a month in, and my brother always has told me that I need like 30 to 45 days so I can break that chain.
Okay, it's probably a little longer than that, but you're on a good start anyway. How do you feel?
I feel a lot better.
I bet you do. Yeah, isn't that amazing, the difference? Yeah, how much better you feel when you're not all messed up by that. Well, that's good to hear. Are you participating in any programming there? Do they have NA or?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm participating in NAAA. It's 20 classes, 5 weeks, and when you finish those 5 classes, on those 20 classes, mm-hmm, in 5 weeks, you get a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And it lowers down your AIM score.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. And from what I hear from friends I know who participate in AA, it's kind of a lifetime thing, really, because you keep coming back, and that's what keeps you from those people remind you. Yeah.
It works if you work it.
That's right. So that's what I've heard. So we're glad you're doing well. Now, What looks like when you got arrested, even though there are no complaints filed so far, it looks like you were again in possession of possibly. But what happened when you got arrested there?
I to your truth, I blacked out that day. I don't know exactly what really happened. I mean, I was really scared. I even told the officer, "Hey, I need you to let me up." So that's why I got that resisting arrest. I was like, I can't breathe. I mean, I can't breathe. I always keep on repeating him. He will not let me get up. I was like, I gotta get up, man. I was like, I'm getting up. I mean, I can't breathe.
Okay.
So actually, I got up, I could have breathed. I mean, I don't know what it was, but something to do with that heroin, something to do with that meth hurt me bad.
Well, yeah, those two in combination. I mean, one of them's an upper and the other one's a downer. And who knows where you were in the meantime. So I see that you have some other resisting arrest charges in your past. Were those a similar situation or?
It was, but at the time I was on methamphetamine.
Okay.
And I just thought it was cool. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, I thought it was cool because I was younger. I was like 21, 19, 21 between there.
Yeah.
And that happened in 08. And I thought it was cool, you know what I mean, just run from a cop. Okay. So that's how I got the resisting arrest.
Okay.
I didn't run on foot, I ran in the car.
Okay. So what were you doing? You lost touch with your parole officer for 56 days. What were you doing? Why didn't you talk to your parole officer?
I was just getting high, man.
Okay. All right, sir.
I was getting high and just nodding out.
Okay. And was that with heroin?
Yeah, that
was
heroin.
Okay, so.
For some reason, the heroin I was using was way too strong. I never tried heroin like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not a real regulated thing, so you're kind of at the mercy of what you get. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Olson? Okay. Sir, we're coming to a grand hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that the board should know?
The only thing I got to say, because I know the best thing for me to do is not get reinstated. I'm not ready to get out there, man. I'm sorry, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Because
I don't know, because there's some days that I feel good, and there's some days I get real antsy.
Yeah.
The antsiness could change my mind, be like, hey, go use.
Yeah.
But reality, I'm done. I can't do it no more. I mean, the doctors told me your heart's at a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Okay, sir. Why don't you listen to him?
You know. And one thing I gotta say to you guys, tell one for all, so I said, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I wish I could work with him. I mean that.
Okay. Mr. Turner is here, and he'll make sure your parole officer knows that you have apologized. Okay, Mr. Olson, the board is going to go into discussion, and all we ask you just remain on the phone there. Just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Olson is a young person who is realizing the impact that drug abuse has had on his body and on his life. And I think the best thing for him to do, he's in a place now where he's not using, he's safe. The best thing to do is let him stay right there, and he can work with the CO3 to hopefully find something he can do as either a program or something he can do to help himself when he gets out in September, which is not all that far away. Those are my thoughts, but I would listen to any other input.
I agree.
Okay, then based on information in warrant 2018W1327, our conversation with Mr. Olson, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Olson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal vice or company, specifically by absconding for 56 days and continuing to use methamphetamine and opiates while on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Olson, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you'll stay there until you're showing about September 12th. So I really hope you're sincere. You know, a doctor telling you you've got the heart of a 60-year-old has got to be kind of sobering news to you. And I hope you're thinking about what the drugs do to your body. It's not just as easy, though, as going to AA for 20 sessions and then get...
Yeah, when I get out of here in September 12th, I'm going to rehab.
Good. I'm so glad to hear it. We wish you the best. You know, hope you do that. Go ahead.
All right. I let her go to the mission, and they said, they'll keep me there instead. And the shelter.
Okay.
They'll keep me there. Then it's going to take like about a month for me to go to detox.
Okay.
Which is fine to me.
Keep working with the 12 steps, because that's a very, very effective program for many people. Okay, sir? We wish you good luck. We're glad you're feeling better. And if your hearing is over, we'd appreciate if you give the phone back to the CO3.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.